Hello, you're listening to The Anfield Wrap. My name's Amelia Bonner and this is Three Strikes, the show where we get stuck into three meaty topics. And every single time I wish I had a different way of saying it that wasn't meaty topics, but I can work on that by next time. Three big conversations, the headlines of the day. I don't know, I'll think of something anyway. I've got Neil, I've got Josh and I've got Phil and we're going to get stuck into those meaty topics. Josh, the first one being Liverpool transfers and I suppose rationality generally is the conversation that we're going to be having. Liverpool, at the moment anyway, trying to be rational in a football world where a lot of people are irrational. So selling Diaz makes sense. We're probably going to be rational around Isak when we could just be irrational and get him. But we're working with and against Newcastle, who are quite irrational and doing what Liverpool probably wouldn't do in this situation. Do you think that the way that we're progressing, the way that we're doing business, the kind of, I don't know, not morals, but the stance that we're taking of being rational actors is the right one?
It's tricky on the whole, really, because I think it's sort of all based on perception. So, like, I actually disagree that Liverpool wouldn't do exactly what Newcastle have done in this scenario. I think they actually kind of did that with Diaz to the point that they then, like, got their price for him and got what they wanted from buying for him. I think that's sort of the holding position that Newcastle are in now, albeit we're talking, you know, 90 million more than Luis Diaz went for, or 80 million more than Luis Diaz went for. So it feels like you're sort of shopping in a completely different market there. But we as Liverpool fans are going to perceive that as Newcastle doing the irrational thing. We've definitely seen Newcastle fans being irrational, but by that same token, we've seen Liverpool fans being irrational around Liverpool's transfer business as well. And that's where, like, I am always going to think of it with my, like, rose-tinted glasses on, with my, you know, like, irrational thoughts in my head, to the point where, like, me and Neil have just done 10 topics before we started this, and I'm like so wedded to the idea of keeping Harvey Elliott now as, like, a right wing option, particularly when Salah goes away to AFCON. And it's so irrational because the manager showed no willingness to play Harvey Elliott as a right winger last season. No thing to play Elliot at any point, really, in any sort of meaningful minutes. So the idea that Salah goes away to an international tournament and then suddenly the manager's like, well, our starting right winger is Harvey Elliott, may I introduce you to him? Well, it feels like it is, that does feel like it is irrational, and the idea is far-fetched. But Liverpool have been rational around Darwin Nunez, been rational around a couple of other sales now. They're about to be around Costa Simicast, which I think we can all sort of, you know, shake hands on, really, because it feels like you just don't need three left backs, and there's some, you know, money sat there that Liverpool can put back into their future purchases.